Hi guys, welcome back to Inside the Blue Zone with Spartan Cheer chasing the championship again. I have
Shelby,
Samantha,
Rihanna,
Giovanni,
and Angel.
So how does it feel to be back-to-back champions winning state?
It feels very rewarding. Glad to know we're back-to-back and not one-hit wonders. At it again.
It just feels good because we've been working so hard, especially since last year. We've just been working really consistently, and it just feels good to know that all that hard work paid off.
It feels great. Like Angel said, it shows that we really work hard.
Yeah, it was just nice to see that, like, all the changes that we made last minute and, like, all the stuff that we had to, like, put together really quick, like, it worked out in the end, and, like, we were able to, like, pull through.
It feels good to prove everyone wrong for, like, people that doubted us and just, like, didn't think we would be able to do it. How did it feel coming off the mat after we just performed our routine?
I was actually so stressed out. Like, I felt so, like, weak, and, like, that was the worst performance ever. Like, I feel like I should have did more, but I just didn't know what to do, and I felt so horrible, actually.
That was the most stressful 2 minutes and 30 seconds of my life. It feels so weird because, like, every practice before, we were, like, drilling every skill, and we were going good, and, like, we felt confident. Even Coach said, like, during warm-ups, everything was going good. Like, nothing was, like, too off or anything. And then after we competed, it was just, like, so, like, not real for anyone.
I feel like even though the energy was a little off, like, right after competing, because usually we're, like, high, we're, like, super confident right after competing, but this time it was just a little different.
Yeah, like, I feel like when we got to state, like, the tension was kind of there, like, all around. And so, like, when we brought that on the mat, like, backstage, I feel like it, like, threw us off when we were, like, about to perform. But I think, like, after that, like, it was such a, like, relief performing and knowing that, like, most of our skills hit.
I feel like I was a little, not disappointed, but I didn't feel great about it. Like, it wasn't the best that we put out there.
I feel like we didn't put, like, our performance that we wanted, but, like, at the end of the day, we came off. And, like, regardless of the results, we still cheered on, like, and every team in our division and helped them out in their routine. And, yeah. What are some things we could have improved on in our routine?
I think definitely our cheer can improve a lot. I feel like we sound very, like, exhausted and, like huffing and puffing in it. And I feel like if we showed more energy, then that cheer would be, like, amazing.
Mm-hmm. That, and I feel like our dance, but we had just done the dance that week, but it could have, the energy was there, but I think we could have cleaned up a little bit better.
I feel like just the energy that we let out as soon as we started, we kind of came in doubting ourselves and just thinking that we weren't going to be perfect when we usually are, and we usually do think that we're going to be perfect. But I think just, like, starting off like that, it just kind of messed us up in the beginning. And even though we started really good, I feel like it just kind of
threw us off.
Yeah, it just threw us off a little.
Yeah, I feel, and also, like, little things, like, throughout the routine, like, there are so much people on mat that we, like, weren't used to, so, like, we would, like, bump in, like, there's, like, little things.
Yeah, I agree with what Angel said. Like, in the beginning, I feel like whenever we came onto the mat, everybody was already tense. Like, I already felt it, like, looking around and stuff, and we weren't as relaxed as we usually start off.
The energy was definitely different this time, especially, like, how Shelby said that there was a lot of people new on the mat because of the division we were in. But we still came on top.
What do you guys have to say to haters that didn't think you guys deserved this win?
Honestly, I don't really have much to say. Like, the silence kind of speaks for itself, because at the end of the day, like, we had a loud car ride. We had a fun car ride. Like, our car ride back home after competing, it was loud, it was fun. You know, we were filled with energy because of our win. And I feel like just at the end of the day, like, we had a trophy in our bus, and we were all filled with medals, so the silence just kind of speaks for itself.
I feel like we were just all too happy to even care what anyone had to say about anything.
Facts.
And we're just going to stay to ourselves because, I mean, that's the team our coaches created for us. And the way they just help us just block everything, every, like, negative thing that would affect us. they just like help us like not listen to any haters.
Regardless, like win or lose, I feel like everyone still worked hard, like especially other teams, like not just us. But yeah, it definitely felt good winning after, and just stay humble, stay blessed.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, haters are gonna hate. If you don't have no haters, you ain't doing it right. And, you know, coaches just taught us to be nice to everybody no matter what.
You just got to kill them with kindness at the end of the day. How do you guys feel about the new upgrades that were just added this 2 days for Florida?
OMZ, I'm actually so excited to pop out with this new skill. Y'all ain't ready for it.
Y'all are not ready.
Bro, Giovanni been preaching about this skill, bro.
Y'all, we've been waiting to put this skill on the routine, and
y'all lucky we ain't performing at
literally.
I'm actually excited to see myself because I wasn't at practice the last 2 days. No. But
Shelby's ready.
So now that we leave tomorrow in the morning, how do we feel about going to Florida, like a whole freaking different state? How do you feel?
I hope I don't forget anything this time.
Me too. I'm excited because, like, obviously we're just a team that we're so full of love, and like we just all love each other, and I think that's what makes us so successful at the end of the day. Like, we all love each other. We all want to be here.
That's
so messy, sorry.
I feel excited because I think the teams over there are just a whole new level of different energy, and like literally Florida, like it's a whole different state, like the weather, the,
I feel like we'll feed off of other teams.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna be a better experience.
I think it's also gonna be better for the incoming returners for next year. Like, they're just gonna feed off of, like Rihanna said, they're gonna feed off of what they've seen.
Yeah.
And I think it's just gonna push them to drive harder and to want more, like, out of cheer.
Yeah, aside from that, I'm so excited to fly on a plane.
I know.
Never flown on a plane before.
I'm a little scared because that plane's gonna be loud. Like, if you heard our bus, like, it's gonna be loud.
We're sorry if you bought plane tickets.
Yeah, American Airlines, I'm sorry in advance.
You have state champs on the plane.
Exactly.
So. What do you guys think about the people we competed in our division?
I think the difficulty in our routine is so much, like, bigger compared to other teams. And I feel like even people who are hating, like, the score sheet says it all in our routine.
And I feel like compared to last year, like, last year was our first year. It was kind of like our debut for, like, winning and just becoming champions. But I think since we had so much pressure from last year, we obviously had to add more difficult stuff. And I think that it just, yeah, like Sam said, the score sheet doesn't lie. Like, the difficulty is there, and it's just like you can't
compete too. Say
you can't.
No, definitely. Like watching the other teams, like even though I didn't feel that too confident with the way that we performed or like how I performed, seeing the other teams kind of did make me feel a little better because I did notice that we had crazy difficulty and they, not too much.
But yeah, I feel like not like everybody like also like they messed up. Like it wasn't like just us. So I feel like that's like also.
No hate because, I mean, not even our routine was perfect, but our difficulty was perfect.
I want to give a shout out to Reseda because their cheer.
Oh, I love it.
So they ate
so hard.
Shout their cheer.
We wish, bro. We wish.
I had my full attention.
They're like, such a good cheer team. And honestly, they deserved everything they got because they're really good. And it felt good to be competing with them because, like, it feels good to be competing with somebody who's just as good as you.
Yeah. In your level.
Yeah, like, on your level, it feels so good because I just think they earned that, and period. They did that.
Period, Reseda.
Period, Reseda. Shout out. And shout out to Jen. We love you, Jen.
Love Jen. Thanks for the pizza.
We love you, Jen. Literally, thank you for your prayers. Yes. You literally heal us so much, and you just get us so ready for competition.
And you helping us pray before every practice. Like, literally everything helps.
It changes everything, to be honest.
I feel like, yeah, it adds to the energy. Like,
it definitely does.
Yeah, you always know what to say, too. I'm always like, dang, how'd she know?
Yeah,
she always knows. She be studying before she comes.
She kind of...
Coach telling her what happened in practice.
She always finds a way to, like, connect anything from the Bible to, like, what we're going through right now, and I just feel like that helps us so much, especially with our confidence in competing. Like,
we just love her.
We just love her.
Love it. Shout out. Just about. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch up with you next time. Bye.
Bye,
friends.
Bye, friends. Stay champs out.
Stay champs out.